I'm going to call this meeting of the Little Calumet River Basin Development Commission to order Monday, December 11th, 2023. Please set your phones on stun and let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America,
to the republic for which we stand,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Lambert, nice to see you. Will you please call roll?
Tom Lincecum.
Present.
Tom Gossecki.
Present.
Anthony Broderick. Absent. Derek Nivens.
Yes.
Dave Castellano.
Here.
Ron Ware.
Here.
Robert Ochi.
Here.
Levon Whitaker.
Present.
William Baker.
Present. We have a quorum. Next up is the approval of minutes for November 15th, 2023. I'm sure you all have those to memory. And any modifications, motions, what say you?
Mr. Chairman.
And that we go ahead and approve the minutes as submitted.
There's a motion for approval. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Mr. Wicklund, are we still doing a roll call?
We are.
Yay. Mrs. Lambert, we call roll, please.
Thomas Lindsay.
Yes.
Tom Gossecki.
Yes.
Derek Nivens.
Yes.
Dave Castellano.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
Levon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. All right, they're in there forever. Next up is the chairman's report. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate, Happy Holidays. It's December, it's the end of another year, can you believe it? We're here for a federal flood control project. It's over $260 million that if you don't do the maintenance and you pay attention, things that are on that board from September 2008 happen in your community. It's called devastation and a traumatic scenario to which I hope we never see again. We are far better prepared today than we were prior to 2008. However, this is a project that's man-made that has to do with taking care of Mother Nature. She doesn't handle that very well. If you have 10 gallons of water for our 5-gallon bucket, we're going to have some challenges. But as I mentioned, we're far better prepared than we were in September of 2008 for those challenges. As we continue to evolve the project, since this thing has been reset after the trauma of 2008, we're bringing in everybody in the watershed to have skin in the game, to know what happens, where it goes, why it goes, and what we're going to do to continue to maintain it. This is a economic development project that puts over $4 million a year back into our community by not having the property owners pay mandatory flood insurance because we maintain this system per the specifications of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Let's hope we have never get to see something like that again. For those that were around, it's not worth it. Enough of that. Next up was going to be the approval of the claims from December 2023. We need a motion to pay some bills, folks.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the claims for December in the amount of $738,593.34.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Mr. Repay, the highlights.
Very large number. However, most of it, more than half, is going to the City of Crown Point for reimbursement for Sowerman Woods drainage to the tune of $432,709. That project is almost wrapping up. We still have some money that we have to pay them out, but that's the first draw that they've had in a few months, Mr. Chairman. And then we'll go with Lake County Parks for Three Rivers. That was an application. That was a reimbursement for the demolition of the buildings, asbestos, and removal of the fence. We have Lake County Parks as well as part of, they're the lead on the Lake Little Calumet Conservation Collaborative, which is the issues and the project of the improvement of the wetlands off of Pine Avenue, off of Georgia and Martin Luther King. And that is for $24,591. We did a 6 mowing, which is an all-time high for us here, although we caught some warm weather in November, and because our inspections are in March, we went and got that finally cut for $27,500. And then our reimbursement to the Hammond Sanitary District for $26,445.09 for their CSO treatment facility. And oxygen equipment for Hart Ditch stabilization phase two, which, by the way, phase three bidding out will be awarded or at least opened on this Wednesday. So,
okay, any questions for Mr. Repay on the bills?
I do. With regard to the Sowerman, in looking at the detailed cost and invoicing submitted from Austrian Equipment, there are some items that have a little or no billing against them. Is that work that's yet to be completed, or is that work that's now out of scope?
Since you have them, what are those items?
So let's look at example, 18-inch reinforced concrete pipe storm sewer.
Hasn't been installed yet.
Has not yet, but it does remain to be installed.
Correct.
Same with the concrete removal, sidewalk removal.
The concrete removal, that should all be in there, but I don't think it qualifies under our application for removal. If you remember, they had some recreational components in there that we did not want a part of the flood program. That might be picked up by something else.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Repay regarding the bills? Online? Nobody? All right, we have a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Thomas Lindsay.
Yes.
Tom Gazzetti.
Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Hoshi.
Yes.
Lupon Whitaker.
Yes.
Ian Baker.
Yes. Moving right along, next up is the executive director's report. What's going on in the field, Mr. Repay?
Besides what I've already gone over, we instituted some levee security to help since it's hunting season, and we've had some various people that we've run into, and every morning at about 7 o'clock, I get phone calls from either DNR or from our thing explaining if someone's allowed or not allowed. That was pretty successful, but that has concluded as of this past weekend, unless you wish to extend it. Unfortunately, we had a situation this past Saturday where there was...
I'm sorry, before you move on to another subject,
And
I'm not familiar with this, is hunting season officially over? Is that why we're not doing it anymore for security?
It's not over, but I think most of the people have gotten the point. We had some individuals, one individual said that Dan Repay had said that they could do it. But we just figure that at... The hunting season, I believe, was the 18th of November, was deer season. We went a lot around Thanksgiving, figuring there'd be people, and there were. And then there's some sporadic situations where people are trying to necessarily skirt the law. I have a meeting with NIPSCO and DNR since NIPSCO, besides us, NIPSCO is the largest landowner near the river. And we're going to discuss on ways to better secure it, sign it, and then allow DNR to do some more aggressive controls. But as I said, if you want to continue, I mean, we can. We've really limited just the weekends and in the morning, because technically, typically, that's where the hunters have been coming out, is early in the morning. So we actually had an individual who was hunting on a property, said he had permission, didn't have permission. Then he moved to a private person's land just north of our levee and is, I don't know, somehow shooting a bow and arrow within 300 feet of a house. But we've let, conservation officers and the Gary Police Department deal with that, because that's not necessarily on our property.
It was my recollection that we were not allowing hunting because of all the mitigation work and the new plantings that we had along all of this area.
Correct.
Now, with the warm weather, I'm just trying to see why we're not stopping them continually until hell freezes over.
I don't know when that is. I was just sort of trying to just be conservative with it, but if you want to continue it till a certain point that you feel, I mean, look, I will tell you they've helped out beyond the hunting. Matter of fact, this past Saturday when there was an unfortunate situation with the individual in the river that was deceased, we pulled up on an individual that was burning copper wire, the insulation off the copper wire, in the middle of the river. Now, to his surprise, there was 4 squad cars and me pulling up on him. So, I mean, I imagine a Saturday morning at 10:30, he wasn't necessarily expecting it. But I can tell you this, I probably think that he'd think twice before doing that again. We've had a stolen vehicle that they found. illegal drug use and possibly making of, you know, I mean, there's some stuff. And we're working with NIPSCO because some of it is happening on their right of way. The fly dumping has occurred. So it's really your guys' decision. I just felt like, I think after the first 3-4 weeks, we sort of got the word out. I don't necessarily, you're going to be able to stop all the individuals that necessarily want to do this forever. I mean, I can tell you it's definitely opened some people's eyes.
Okay. All right, to be continued.
Yeah. But we've talked about Sarma Wood. They talked about briefly about hard ditch stabilization, that bid being open this Wednesday at the commissioners meeting. We have advisory applications. We've had a meeting. We have 5 applications. They will probably start being presented to you in the January meeting and then break up and do some more work in the February, because we just don't want to have 5 separate
to manage those applications so we don't get slammed with all 6 of them at the same time.
You're probably going to get 2 in January and 3 in February because they are the same engineering firm and they're the same geographical location, so it sort of will be easier for you to manage. And then the Deep River watershed study, which is ongoing, and we'll probably have, you know, we won't have it during this month, but our next meeting, I'm sure I'll have something to report in the January meeting as to initial findings, especially around Turkey Creek and Big Beaver Dam ditch. So that's really the high points. We continue to do maintenance. We continue to do tree removals and stuff like that. So trying to unclog issues.
We had talked about some of the priority projects that we were doing and starting to introduce those to the representatives of the advisory board. Would that be the next meeting to start introducing those, or are we still just going to play defense as they keep bringing them to us?
Well, we told them about this at our meeting in last week, that we would start being offensive if they don't come in with projects that are currently on their watershed plan. And if they're not on the watershed plan, because things change and new priorities happen, that's fine. But
so are there any projects on the list that we've been talking about that are in the jurisdictions of the 6 who are going to be coming to us for with applications?
Try that again on me.
So some of the projects that are on our list, are any of them in the municipalities that are submitting applications in the next 2 months?
I believe Griffith has them, yes.
Okay.
It would be Griffith and the county would both have
them. Flag those, and then we'll have that conversation to introduce those as part of the program.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure those are significantly bigger pictures than whatever we're going to be
doing. Shererville's a maintenance one. Merrillville may fit under that umbrella. Not 100% certain.
Thank you. Any other questions for Mr. Repay? What's going on in the field?
Hobart Stinky Creek.
The goal is to wait for the new administration to come on board to see if that is still their priority and their financing capabilities. There's already some changeover in that municipal building. The engineer has left. He's coming back maybe as a contract employee. So I'm going to wait till the little dust settles. Probably very similar to the city of Gary as well, as to see what their priorities are with the new administration. But those are the only two that I'm aware of that have a drastic change in political, majority.
6 haircuts. What's the previous record?
I think it's I think we did 4. I think we may have done 5 once, but 6 is a lot. But it just happened where it was shortly after the beginning of November, where we had a big week where it was very warm. It wasn't going to issue or wasn't going to cause any issues in sliding, and so we took it and they were able to get through it. And now I feel very comfortable knowing that it won't grow, although that it's supposed to be better, but it won't grow as high for our inspection because March gets to be a little bit goofy land around here.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Repay? Moving right along. Next up is other issues, new business. One thing I'll just toss out there is that we're exploring new office space for the Little Cal Commission, which will be large enough to hold these monthly meetings, so we're not having to do scheduling with other municipalities. It would also provide space for the advisory board, as well as Little Lake County Drainage, if so needed, if they want to come up from Crown Point. So that's out there as well. Next up is statements to the board from the floor. My favorite, please come up to the microphone and state your piece along with your name and address. Oh, nice. Going once, going twice. Thanks for coming out. All right, moving right along. Mr. Ware, I have something to say.
I guess just wish everyone a happy holiday, Merry Christmas, and however you celebrate holidays with your family, and have a safe new year.
Mr. Wyszlinski.
Merry Christmas, and look forward to a very busy 2024. Thank you for everyone that came out today.
Mr. Gosdecki.
Just to wish everybody a safe and joyous holiday season. I'd also like to thank the public for their input over the last year. They brought things to our attention. We've tried to act on them the best we can, and I look forward to a successful 24 for the commission and the public. Thank you.
Mr. Ochi.
Nothing to add to that.
Mr. Castellanos.
I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah and a very nice Ramadan for all those individuals are out there. And just to let everybody know, just give you a note. The new mayor and the old mayor from Gary will be possibly on our show for Monday on the 15th. If you get a chance, opportunity, please listen in. Call in if you like. I wish everybody health and happiness and prosperity for the new year. Bless you all. Thank you.
Mr. Nimitz.
Nothing to add.
Mr. Whitaker.
Nothing further to add. Thank you.
No broadness, right?
No.
All right, Mr. Wicklin. How about you, Mrs. Lambert?
No.
Come on. All right. Next one is going to be Wednesday, January 17th, 2024. Check the website. Make sure that that's still solid and be safe. Merry Christmas. Thank you for your help, everybody. Take a motion to adjourn, if you don't mind.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second, third, fourth, and fifth.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.